All such victims have a black eye when released, which suggests that physical contact of a violent nature is a necessary part of the brainwashing.
Is it necessary?
Is it? Is it though?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Allied Rebels podcast, a show about video games, movies, pop culture, and all things weird. We're your hosts. I'm Dee.
And I'm Roxy.
Woo, guys. Hey. Love it. Love being back together. Dynamic duo.
Hell yeah.
So let's talk about what our topic's going to be today. We're talking about the MIB. For those who aren't in the know, that is the Men in Black.
Or the MIBs.
Oh, the MIBs too. Sorry, forgot.
I'm kidding. I'm still warming up to that. I don't really like it, but it's okay.
But before we get into that, Roxy, what you been up to?
So we just started, Nico and I just started playing Control. It's a really good game. I think I told you about it. Yeah. I think you'll like it. It's very much into what we're talking about today, about that weird kind of paranormal, kind of supernatural, kind of like, you know, just out there stuff. So I think you'd really like it. The protagonist, her name's Jessie. She's really cool. I just want to like finish it. And it's involved with the whole Alan Wake universe. Yeah. So that's super cool. And we were just talking about too, how it would make such a good show, mm-hmm. like a good series. Oh, it's just, you'll see it if you ever play it. It's just like the art's so great. The animation's great. And it's just almost like it's filmed like a show. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just, it's great. I love it.
You are not the first person to tell me I need to play this game. So I'm literally like, every time somebody finds out the type of games I like to play, they're like, you need to play Control. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I'm not going to play it just because you keep pushing it on me. But now you say it, I'm like, I might have to play it.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to play it. But yeah, it's really fun. And then, yeah, just played Pal World, not as much as it had mm-hmm. been, but just still keeping on with that. Have you played Pal World yet?
I have not gotten to Pal World. That's because I've been unfortunately busy with real life stuff. And every time I do play anything, it's for like only like an hour or two at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
No, I feel that. That's gaming in your 30s, man.
Right?
I feel that so much.
I feel like Pal World, I'm going to need to put a good chunk of time toward it, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. I think so. Just so you can get through that, mm-hmm. you know, kind of little learning curve. And then I think maybe after the first time you play, you'll kind of get, you know, more into it and yeah. stuff. But yeah, it's an easy game. To me, it's very light. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like, I think that once you're in there, you just want to kind of keep going.
Yeah.
That's the case for me anyway.
I think that's my biggest problem. Like, I know I'm going to want to mm-hmm. not stop because, yeah. Yeah.
You have an issue. I do. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, so what's going on with you, Dee? What's new?
Speaking of things that are a time suck, but it's not my fault, okay? It's not my fault. It's my brother-in-law's fault because she's playing Lego Fortnite.
Oh.
And you know, when I'm playing with somebody else, I don't pay attention to the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll be on there for like 3 or 4 hours and go, oh my God. I need to go do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lego Fortnite, when it first came out, I was like, why would I do that? That's dumb. I'm not wasting my time. But the amount of XP you get doing that, and you don't have to deal with hackers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
So explain what it is.
Okay.
Because I actually hadn't heard about this yet.
So Lego Fortnite is just really a combination of a bunch of different type of survival games. It's like Minecraft with Breath of the Wild with The Forest with just all kinds of stuff, and it's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the like Lego Batman. I played that one a lot. It's super cool. It's fun.
You basically build villages throughout the entire map, and it's huge, and you're just trying to survive, man. Yeah, it's really cool.
Right on. I like that.
Heck, you should hop on because it's literally, it's, you know how you have different skins in the game?
Yeah.
You can have different people come and join your village.
Mm-hmm.
And you upgrade it, the more people you can have in your village. But you can start a new village and have all new people in that village, like live in that area. So you can go visit that area and spawn there. You can come back and spawn.
That's cool.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was that.
Yeah.
And then regular Fortnite. It's really cool right now with the whole myth and gods that they have right now, because they have like Zeus and Aphrodite and...
That sounds super OP.
Oh my gosh. It's so cool, except for that there's still hackers that are making the game not fun.
Yeah, they ruin it.
Yes.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly. Or they have the people that turn the graphics way low so they can see everything from miles away so they can aim and get you from... Yeah, I'm like, what's the point of the game? Literally, my point of playing Fortnite is to look at all the pretty colors and shoot things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not turning down my graphics. I'm not turning off the shadows. I'm not turning off the textures. I want to see all the prettiness. That's why I get killed a lot, because I'll be like, ooh, this is so pretty. But yeah.
Well, stop doing that.
Do what I want.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They see you when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake. They don't wear red. They prefer black. It's easier to blend in that way. We're talking about the Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
They're not scary at all, friends.
No.
As one's like holding a gun to my head. They're not scary.
We're friends. It's fine.
First, just a little history on the Men in Black. June 28, 1947, on the shore of Washington's Murray Island, a man dressed in black approached Harold Dahl. The night before, Dahl and his son witnessed something unexplained. A UFO, possibly. The man and Dahl sat at a diner as the man recounted what Dahl and his son had witnessed the night prior. Dahl was taken aback by the accuracy of the man's information, since Dahl had not told a soul about the incident. The man then said to Dahl, "What I have said is proof to you that I know a great deal more about the experience of yours than you will want to believe." Dahl was told never to speak of his experience or bad things would happen. This was the first documented sighting of the Men in Black.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, if a guy came up to me and goes, "Hey, look, this is exactly what happened to you and you have not told a single soul," I'd be like, "Do we just become best friends?" Yes, because I'll never betray you. However, Ray Palmer, founder of Fate magazine, brought the incident to light after interviewing Dahl. After publishing the article in his magazine, Palmer was dubbed the father of the flying saucers by the Air Force. The Air Force, of course, wanted him to stop publishing the stories to avoid mass hysteria. Palmer would go on to release many science fiction stories involving quote-unquote flying saucers and other out-of-this-world themed magazines, even after being threatened numerous times.
Dude, you don't give a fuck.
I would bend over backwards and be like, "Yes, my liege, I will not."
Dude, that Palmer had some balls of steel.
Cojones.
Let's see. So, that is said to be the first sighting, or was the first sighting in Wales by Mary Jones in March of 1905. Around this time, numerous eyewitnesses reported seeing Men in Black, the MIB, throughout the region. The MIB were said to have been lurking in the shadows and creating an uneasy feeling for the locals. One of the MIB was reported to have turned into a huge black dog right in front of someone.
Absolutely not.
Here's a little excerpt from Humanoid Encounters 1900 to 1929 by Albert S. Rosales. It's March at night in Barmouth. A young local woman in Barmouth was reportedly visited for three consecutive nights in her bedroom by a humanoid figure totally dressed in black. The figure supposedly delivered a message to the girl, which was too frightening to reveal.
Let me tell you, if a black figure shows up in my room for more than one night, I'm not sleeping there again.
No, we're not. That's crazy.
Okay, that's not true because, you know, shadow people aren't scary. But if if it's clearly someone dressed in black and it's not like a shadow person or like a, oh gosh, sleep paralysis.
Oh gosh.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you're going to need to stop paying rent. You know this, right? I say no free ride.
It ain't cheap living here, honey.
No.
Just like that spider in the corner. They pay rent.
Yeah, they do. They're in their keep.
They bring in meat, flies.
They kill the flies.
There you go. Yeah. So to prepare you to be able to spot a man in black or MIB, here's some characteristics of them. They arrive unannounced, which I know that's going to be hard to avoid, but just try. They dress in black clothing.
Of course, classic.
Yes, yes. They drive black Cadillacs or large black sedans. If you don't know what a sedan is, it's a four-door vehicle. They display unusual walking motions. That does not mean, like, you know, everybody that walks just a little differently than normal is MIB, but I mean, could they be? We don't know. We don't know. They speak very distinctively. So they have like this really monotone pattern to their talking.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've never heard it personally because they can't get me.
But you're on watch. You got
this. I've got my head on a swivel. So, yeah, I don't think they've ever been recorded talking. They might have been, and I just don't know it. But yeah, so just listen for that. Maybe your math teacher is one. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying maybe.
Oh my god, I forgot that. What was his name?
Mr. Manning?
Oh my god, yes.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking of, and I didn't even have him.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
One last thing is, they have an aura that creates an uneasy feeling. So, meaning people can feel sometimes hypnotized or get sick once they leave them.
Yeah, no thank you. I'll pass. Bueno. Some other sightings come from Albert Bender, who founded the International Flying Saucer Bureau, or the IFSB, fun acronym. Yeah, the first major civilian UFO club in the world.
Woohoo!
In 1952. Although the organization was a success at first, he suddenly shut it down in 1953. That was very short-lived.
Yeah.
I wonder.
What happened there?
Bender later said that in March of 1953, he had been approached by three men in black. These men visited him in his house and communicated with him telepathically. He received a metal disc from them and instructions. He reported that he felt like he was being transported. These men shared the origin of UFOs with Bender. Afterwards, he became ill and didn't eat for 3 days.
Good diet.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, just go, you know, get
just
it.
Just don't eat.
Yeah, just get visited by aliens or by, you know, the men in black.
Exactly.
As a result of the visitation, Bender felt encouraged to share what he had seen with other UFO investigators, but was refused. He suffered frequent headaches after the three men visited him, and his co-workers reported that he seemed scared. Starting back in November of 1952, Bender felt he was being watched and observed, glowing eyes watching him.
It could have just been a cat.
Yeah.
I'm teasing.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a reason why he stopped the club early.
Right?
They're like, and you're done. You're done.
And that'd be a tip my hat off to you. Yes, sir. Okay. Oh, man. Some people just are a lot more brave than I am when it comes to certain situations. Like if the government came to me, like, you know, a small group called the Air Force and told me to knock it off, I'd be like, righto.
You got it. Where can I sign up?
Wait, what do you want me to do instead? Pilates? Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. There's a reason I don't do investigative journalism.
I get too spooked out, man.
Yeah. People are brave. Like, they don't...
I hear a little noise that night, and I'm like, I'm up. I'm up. Who's there?
Did the Mothman break in?
It's fine. We're friends.
Speaking of Mothman, we're going to talk about the man who kind of projected him out to the masses. John A. Keel, UFOologist, and well known for the Mothman prophecies. An open letter to all UFO researchers by John A. Keel. The Men in Black are the intelligence arm of a large and possibly hostile group. They move in immediately on terrestrials who have been contacted by other groups. Their main purpose is to dissuade those individuals from continuing to accept further contacts. To achieve this, they often use stern warnings and threats. In some cases, they threaten the well-being of children known to the contactee. The initial threats often appear to be hoaxes of one kind or another, but should the contactee persist in meeting visitors from outer space, the threats become more serious and deliberately unsuccessful attempts are made on the lives of contactees. They might take the form of a near-auto collision involving large black cars, or the victim might wake up in the middle of the night and find all the gas jets of the house turned on and the windows closed, even when the gas was off and the windows open when they went to bed. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow, that's rude.
Very rude.
A majority of all contactees become terrified by these tactics and do break contact. I don't blame them.
Right?
I'll be like, yep, I don't know you anymore. What's up?
Stranger danger, stranger danger.
Those who are not frightened off are subjected to stepped up persecutions. They may even be kidnapped by three men in a black car. It is nearly always three men. They come in three, people. They come in three.
Yep.
And treated to a sinister brainwashing. This involves the use of some special drug and or hypnotic techniques.
Nice.
Radical.
Yeah.
When the victim is released, he or she suffers from amnesia and nausea and is often mentally confused for several days afterwards. See, that's enough for me to be like, I'm good, dog.
Right.
Like, I don't gotta be dealing with this paranormal stuff anymore.
What happened?
All such victims have a black eye when released, which suggests that physical contact of a violent nature is a necessary part of the brainwashing.
Is it necessary?
Is it? Is it though? Very few contactees are anxious to repeat that experience, and so they break off contact. The handful of contactees who remain are in real trouble. You gotta go hard, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Most of them disappear eventually, leaving behind bewildered families and friends. Some become involved in elaborate legal frame-ups. Example, a contact is found murdered and extensive evidence is left behind to incriminate another contact. That's fun.
Damn.
That's super fun.
It's dirty, yeah, dog.
I know, for real. Of course, this is not true in all cases. Today, there are thousands of silent contactees throughout the world, and many of them never have any trouble with the MIB. I think it's like the whole social media thing. Like, you know, they're like, they're a little camera shy. They are random contactees and are not important in the genetic experiments being conducted by the UFO groups. Some are accidental contactees, though these are few in number, and some are simply rejects.
Ouch.
I know. It's kind of fucked up.
Just fucked up, man. I got feelings.
This person going after them be like, come on, don't you experiment on me. I'm good.
Pick me. I believe.
Yeah, I believe. The Men in Black are professional terrorists, and among their many duties is the harassment of the UFO researchers who become involved in cases which might reveal too much of the truth. We don't negotiate with these people, remember?
No.
The MIB are also assigned to suppress any kind of evidence which might accidentally fall into the hands of innocent people, such as photos or pieces of metal, like crash sites, stuff like that. They also frequently interview witnesses and will publicize sightings to determine if those witnesses might be potential contactees or they might be involved in genetic experiments without their conscious knowledge.
Isn't that creepy?
Verily so.
Like, genetic experimentation without your conscious knowledge?
Yeah. Like, huh, I wonder where this third arm's come from. That's interesting.
That's weird. Oh, look at that. I grew another eye. But let's go towards something a little less serious and talk about the pulp culture of it all. One of the first times that it got brought up in pulp culture was in 1976 with the Blue Oyster Cult song ETI, The Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Contains the line, "Three men in black said, don't report this." Their 1983 song, Take Me Away, was about the singer's desire to leave the Earth with the good guy aliens. It has the line, "The men in black, their lips are sealed."
Their lips are sealed.
Not that song, but...
different vibe.
totally different vibe. In 1979, British punk rock new wave rock band The Stranglers, well, that's a name, isn't it? recorded a song entitled Men in Black for the album The Raven, released that year. In 1981, the concept album The Gospel, according to the Men in Black, featured aliens' visitation to Earth. Granted, I have not heard this one, but I've heard the other two songs. So I think we should listen to this at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so yeah, there's just a couple of things, like just song-wise, about the Men in Black earlier in the, not earlier in the century, that was late in the century, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, I like it. There's also James T. Flocker's 1979 film, The Alien Encounters, which included men in black who harass a UFO investigator portrayed by Augie Tribbett. That's interesting. I want to watch that. And also the 1984 film, The Brother from Another Planet, features two men in black who try to capture the alien hero. One is played by the film's director, John Sayles. I've also never heard of this one.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Just because it's not a type of movie my parents would have watched, you know, in the 80s. So, or in the 90s. So it's just never been one that I wanted to watch either.
Yeah.
You know?
Until now.
Yes. Research.
And there's also the ever popular 1997 science fiction film, Men in Black.
What? I've never heard of this one before.
Let me tell you all about it. It stars Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, and it was loosely based on the Men in Black 3 comic book series created by Lowell Cunningham and Sandy Carruthers. Cunningham got the idea for the comic when he and a friend saw a black van on the street and his friend joked about government Men in Black. Oh man, I love this movie so much.
Oh,
it's one
of
my faves.
I love the first two a lot. The third one was pretty good still. But after that.
Yeah, I never saw the fourth one, but yeah.
Yeah, I have. I've only seen parts of it. You know, it's not terrible. It's just not the same.
Not the same. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just like the dynamic between Will Smith and Tommy Jones. It works so well.
Yeah. So another television show that's slightly popular was a 2011 episode of Doctor Who. Have you heard of it?
Who?
The Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So in Doctor Who, they first brought up these creatures known as the Silence. The Silence are aliens dressed in black business suits with unusual texture. They partly are inspired by mythological figures, but they combine the Men in Black with the gray aliens that were popular in the 1950s and 60s. So the Silence are these amazingly creepy creatures because you look at them, you see them, you're freaked the fuck out, you don't know what to do, and then you literally turn your head and you forget that you saw them.
That is creepy.
Yeah, so you don't know, like, they're there until they're right in front of you when you see them.
Mm-hmm. That is weird. Yeah.
Okay. And in the 2011 film, Paul, it does not have MIB per se, but they have Secret Service that acts a lot like MIB. Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I think you told me to watch it, but
It's one of those, like, it's a stupid funny movie, you know?
I love those,
but
yeah.
It's Simon Pegg and Nick Frost together. Like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, it's 99% guaranteed to be good.
Yeah, 99%. That's pretty good odds. I like that. All right, let's move on to some real life encounters. This is a story by a Reddit user, goes by the username Midnight Sax, and they say, my MIB encounter happened in 2004, and it was something that I'll never forget. It's gotta be good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Good year.
Yeah. A little backstory. Prior to the MIB incident, I went on a camping trip to Joshua Tree National Park with a few friends.
That Joshua Tree.
I heard it's really beautiful, though. Actually, I have seen pictures of it. It looks awesome. On our last night there, we were looking at the stars while in front of the campfire. That's when I witnessed a couple of glowing blue UFOs in the night sky, going at amazing speeds. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and my friends were equally amazed and mystified. I tried to take a photo with my flip phone, lol. They didn't say that, but I'm just trying to imagine.
We were just talking about it too. That's great.
I tried to take a photo with my flip phone, but the UFOs moved too fast for me to get a clear image of them. I mean, you can't even help it with those flip phones honestly.
Somebody could be moving at 0.1 mile an hour and you wouldn't be able to get them.
Right. On our drive back home, we talked more about what we saw and we were really excited about it. Not long after, I noticed a black car following me from a distance. I switched lanes to make sure the black car was in fact following me, and sure enough, wherever I went, the car followed. Then, when I glanced at my rearview mirror again, the car suddenly disappeared without a trace, which was really unsettling.
Creepy!
I know. We got serpentine.
Right? The next day, after running a few errands, I started driving home. When I arrived home, I saw a black Cadillac parked in my driveway. I tried to convince myself that it wasn't the same black car following me a day ago, but my gut feeling told me otherwise. When I got out of my car, two men in matching black suits, light gray shirts, black ties, and black fedoras approached me and asked if they could ask me a few questions about what I had witnessed the night before. I asked them who they were and to see credentials. They claimed that they worked for a division in the Air Force. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their appearance looked like I can only describe as plastic. They're expressionless and both had a pale olive skin tone. They spoke in a raspy monotone voice and their speech was very precise, almost sounding synthetic. They had a very cold and tense gaze.
Some of the questions that they asked were, can you describe what you saw that night? What do you think you saw? Did you take any photos of what you witnessed? Were there others who might have had recording devices or cameras? Do you know if anyone recorded the incident? Have you spoken about this incident with anyone else who wasn't present with you that night? Did you find any unusual debris at the location you were at that night? Would you be withholding any information from us? And I'm just like, you lucky this didn't happen like in 2022, because like they'd be all over the news.
Right?
Of course, I didn't answer most of the questions, honestly. And I did withhold a lot of information as to what I saw and who I was with.
Well, yeah.
They ended their questioning by strongly advising me to refrain from talking about what I witnessed with anyone and to forget the incident ever happened. They also strongly implied that they would be keeping an eye on me in case I decided to ignore their demands. After the encounter, I had this constant ominous feeling for a while and always looked over my shoulder wherever I went. I don't know who these men were or how they had knowledge of what I saw that night, but I believe that they were the men in black. Since that encounter, I've been really hesitant and careful about who I share my experience with, but I finally decided to share it on here and on another subreddit. And then they go on to edit. The years following that incident, I've only had a couple of UFO sightings at night on separate occasions, but I haven't had any more visits from odd men dressed in black. Not yet, anyway.
Well, now that you posted this, son, you probably will.
Knock, knock. Who's there? They're going to get a text at midnight being like,
"We told you not to tell."
Yeah, you up?
You up? Can I swing by?
I can swing by real quick. So what's up, fam? Who you talking to? You know what I'm saying?
I think the men in black would be slightly less intimidating if they started talking like that.
Yeah. I know. I want the Will Smith, like, Men in Black version of right. Men in Black. They're cool. They're fun. Right. They're with it.
They're not here to, like, murderize you if you talk to aliens. You know, they're just, you know, bleep, delete your memory of them.
Yeah. That's fine. It's not a big deal. It's fine.
Yeah.
Rather that than get, like, beat up.
Right. Have two black eyes from whatever amnesia-causing thing you're doing.
Yep.
Well, a very popular... Well, okay, yeah. One of the most popular, I should say, incidents happened in Niagara Falls in 2008. So, Shane Savar, this is him talking. One of my bellboys approached me, and he had a kind of weird look on his face. He said to me, can we talk in your office? I brought him to the office, and he said, something really weird happened yesterday, and, you weren't here. There were a couple of guys here looking for you. And I said, a couple of guys, what do you mean? And he said, well, that's really hard for me to say, but there's a couple of strange looking men that were here and they kind of freaked everybody out and they were asking questions about you. And of course, now I'm getting a little bit nervous and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, they were, I don't know how to describe them except for extremely odd looking. They're really, really tall. And they were identical height. They were the exact same height. They were wearing the exact same clothes. And they had the exact same face, like they were twins. They were wearing black suits, black trench coats. They were wearing old-fashioned fedora hats. They had extremely, extremely pale skin. They came in and they looked around for a little bit. They asked for you. And I said, I'm sorry, he's actually not here today. And it seemed like they didn't believe me. So they started to walk around the hotel. And shortly after, they went to the tour desk. And he goes, I got busy. I started to have to bring cars around and get luggages. And by the time I came back, they were gone. But, he goes, they freaked me out. And I really wanted to tell you that there was these weird guys here looking for you. So, of course, now I'm a little bit skeptical. And I'm a little freaked out all at the same time. So the first thing I do is run to my security office because I know how to work the security system. And I rewound the cameras and sure enough, here comes two gentlemen through the front doors looking exactly as he described. The next day, I was talking with my tour desk and one of them asked to talk to me.
She came in my office, the same as my bellman, and she said, I need to tell you about something that happened. I heard that you heard that there were some men looking for you. And I said, yes. And she said, they asked some questions about you. And they said strange things that I didn't understand. They were talking about governments and conspiracies. And none of it made sense to me. And she goes, they were very, very scary. I said, well, why were they scary? She said, they had no facial hair, none. They had no eyebrows, no eyelashes, nothing. Their hair looked like they had a wig on, like it was attached to their hat, like it wasn't even real. And she goes,
bitch has got something against people with alopecia? That's rude.
Rude. And she went on to say, the scariest thing was their eyes were so big and so blue that they almost hypnotized me a little bit. You're going to think I'm crazy when I tell you this, but I swear they knew what I was thinking. I swear. And I don't think I'm crazy, but I don't even know how they could do it. And I don't know why I'm even telling you this. So I started thinking about things other than you, and I don't even know if it worked. And she started to cry and said one more thing before she left. These men, they didn't blink. Not once did I see them blink. I know, so freaky. And I remember, like, you showed me this video, and I knew I seen it like years ago on the internet. Like, I can't remember where, but I saw it again, and it brought me like this familiar chill again.
Right?
Oh, it's so weird.
I love that story. It's just so good.
Yeah.
Creepy.
I still got chills.
So we're moving on to our special segment. It is the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
The first conspiracy theory is that the men in black are from the government, obviously regulating UFO sightings to prevent quote unquote mass hysteria.
I like this theory, actually.
It's the most feasible.
It's the most feasible. And also, like, it does give me the whole, like, the Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Men in Black vibe of, like, they're just want to prevent people freaking out. It's not really to hurt us. It's just more like they got to keep it in the download just for our safety, I guess, and mental health, I guess. Right.
So they're like, you're already crazy enough, guys.
Yeah. You don't need this.
You can know that aliens are real, but you can't know how bad or good they are. You just know that they're real now.
Yeah. Another theory is that the men in black themselves are the aliens. Dun, dun,
dun. This also is a good one.
Yeah, that's true too. From a lot of the accounts, like John A. Keel and Albert Bender, it's more like they're the aliens themselves.
And the Niagara Falls one that we just read too.
Yeah, that too.
Another theory is that the Men in Black movies with Will Smith and stuff like that were created to draw attention away from what's really happening. So they're giving you the Hollywood story to be like, oh, that didn't happen. That's just Hollywood.
And they're just good guys. Yeah. Like, whenever you see them, don't worry about it. It's fine.
You'd be like, Big Willie is here to save the day.
Yeah. It's fine. Wait, who are you? Another one is that the men in black are possibly lizard people. Yay.
Lizard people.
I don't know much about lizard people. I just hear about them a lot.
Yeah.
But they're not good people.
Well, it depends. There's a Doctor Who episode with them.
Oh, and they're good there? Certain ones?
Certain ones, yeah.
Okay, and that makes sense.
Because not all humans are good people
just
either.
Just like the aliens, too.
Exactly. So. There are said to be 6 types of men in black in this particular conspiracy theory section. There's the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cloned ones. There's robots. There's a bio-cybernetic one, bio-cybernetic super soldiers. That one's not scary at all. There's the Area 51 guards, and then there's the Presidential Secret Service. So, you got all kinds of blends of peoples and things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one's the most real.
Or the scariest.
That was going to be my next
one. Which one am I more concerned
about? You know what? I think the super soldiers might be the most scary for me. So I would say that is actually easier for me to pick out.
There's another conspiracy theory of Men in Black getting new colors. There was this article actually written in Washington by Mike Foster. And it says, the government's mysterious Men in Black will soon be trading in their traditional dark garb for the light gray suits worn by most federal agents. The Bush administration reportedly ordered the change for the hush-hush unit responsible for investigating possible close encounters with extraterrestrial life forms because officials decided a less conspicuous look was needed. According to the Odd Report, which surfaced in a DC watchdog group's newsletter, Washington Conspiracy Confidential, some members of the elite organization are peeved at the switch to a blander color. I don't know why, I just think that's so funny. Peeved. Like them being into fashion so much. They're like, this just doesn't go with my...
This tone of gray just does not go with my skin.
It doesn't. It just doesn't.
Black is just better for everyone.
It actually really is.
It is.
But the White House is sticking by its guns on its decision. Whether or not these federal employees feel they look hip, it's not a particularly high priority for the administration right now. An unnamed Bush aide is quoted as saying in the newsletter, I just feel like this is all like them trolling people, honestly.
Right? I love it. Could you imagine going to work and just start bitching about that? You having to switch from a black suit, like making you look all slick and slender. Then you go to a gray suit and you're just like, yeah, I'm here. You know what? I quit. We're called the men in black, not the men in gray. Yeah. Nobody wants to be a MIG.
Seriously. Am I going to get reimbursed for these?
I spent thousands on black suits already. I have tons. Time to get the bleach out.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Desperate times.
Oh, so another conspiracy theory is, you know, the painting The Scream by Edvard Munch that was painted in 1893. Well, that painting features an alien looking man screaming at the viewer. In the background of the painting are two black figures off in the distance of the left, as if watching the alien man screaming.
Ooh. Yeah. Never thought about that before. Mm-hmm.
Essentially, The Scream is an autobiographical and expressionist construction based on Munch's actual experience of a scream piercing through nature while on a walk, after his two companions seen in the background had left him, fitting the fact that the sound must have been heard at the time when his mind was in an abnormal state. Munch renders it in a style which, if pushed to extremes, can destroy humans' integrity. Yeah. So it's technically not supposed to be Men in Black. Supposedly, it's like his friends running away from screaming. But we all know the truth. We know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. He's just saying that to cover it up because they told him not to say anything. That's what it is.
Yeah. But also, here's the best and most serious conspiracy theory. They're Santas. They're just a bunch of Santas. They're going around delivering presents and telling you, don't you fucking look. Don't you fucking do it. Yeah, they're Santas.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
See? You better not pout.
I'm telling you why. Because the MIB are coming to town.
Yeah, that's fun. Hey, you never seen a Santa Claus and a MIB together in the same room.
Exactly. So, the final verdict. Do you think that there's a secret agency out there that are covering up things? Yes, of course I do. I mean, wake up, sheeple. But in all seriousness, there is an agency out there that is doing that stuff. Because, you know, government is a terribly funny thing sometimes.
Yeah, they're very, very sketch and sassy.
Yeah, I would say they keep us safe. But yeah, anyway, let's move on.
You want to live, don't you?
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Yes.
Well, for me, to quote one of the articles we read from The Guardian, if there really is a UFO conspiracy, it's surely the worst kept secret in history. Because honestly, I believe in aliens. I believe in a bunch of like different things like that. I mean, yeah, we're kind of the same wavelength about that. But I agree with like they do try to hide it simply because I do agree that, especially back in the day, I think it was more difficult. Mass hysteria is a real thing. So I understand why they don't want everyone to know. But I don't know. I also just feel like being transparent and just being, you know, having it out there, like, might as well at this point.
I mean, they already said that there are aliens. That was released early, like a year ago or so. So, like, at this point, just say the Men in Black are real so we can move on.
Yeah. That's why, like, I do think it's a government thing. Uh-huh. I personally think that the Men in Black are more of a government thing versus an alien thing.
Right.
And maybe it started as an alien thing and the government got, you know.
To protect the mass hysteria, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you watch a lot of former presidents, like on late night talk shows, talking about things that they can talk about, and people constantly say, hey, like, are aliens real? They're like, I'm not going to confirm or deny that, or blah, blah, blah. It's like,
yeah.
What does that mean?
I know.
What does that mean?
Tell me the truth.
Well, that was full of tomfoolery and shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little spooked out, too, now. A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Hey, I think we got through this, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we had any issues, so hey! I think we must be on their good graces or whatnot.
Thank you, government overlords.
Yes. So for our next episode, it's going to be a cute one because we're going to be talking about one of my favorites, Hello Kitty.
I'm so excited to learn more about it because I really don't know much.
Yeah, I want to learn some more stuff about it. My main thing is I just really like it. You know, I have a lot of Hello Kitty stuff, so it's just so cute. But yeah, anyway, remember to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and check out our website. And you can go ahead and message us, too. You can let us know what you think about our episodes, if you want to hear anything in particular. Just say hi, because like we're cool and stuff. So
Totally. Well, talk about how cool we are. I'm going to go wear some tinfoil hats for a while after doing this. Do you want to make them with me?
Well, does wearing a giant Hershey's Kiss count?
Why the hell not?
It's got foil.
Until our next transmission.
Toodaloo, fellow rebels.
I believe.